Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, look, real quick, guys, before we get started, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And guys, you know how we do it. Before we jump into it, before we get started, I got to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Girl, that's your shout out today. Everybody around the world knows your name. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, listen, if it's 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Mountain Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. That means TMG is streaming. Guys, before I jump into everything, I know that I have a few guests listening and watching who are very special people, individuals I work with. And I know you're watching and listening to the show, so I kind of want to give a huge special TMG shout out to Erica, to Chris, and to Sean. That is your special TMG shout out, guys. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, listen, in a very short time, this show has taken off and it's being heard in places all around the globe. Yeah, places like Australia, Lebanon, the Philippines, South Africa, Canada, just to name a few. And listen, maybe you've been tuning in each week right here, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, each week, every Thursday, and you've been tuning in and you've been catching the show. Let me tell you, thank you for your faithful listenership. And maybe this is your first time tuning in. Maybe someone told you about the show, or maybe you found out all by accident and you stumbled on the show. However you found the show, however you're listening, wherever you're listening all right now, let me tell you, thank you so much for joining in and tuning in to the show. I am so glad you are here. Guys, you know how I do it. I'm super excited to be here today. I'm really excited to share today with what I've been studying. Well, I think it's going to be really good. I know it's going to be really good. You're going to find it helpful to yourselves. If you have not caught it about what we're going to talk about today, If you did not catch the topic, today's topic is exceptional. Yeah, today's topic is exceptional. And don't let that word scare you. I know when you hear the word exceptional, you may get a little nervous about it. You may get a little scary about it. You may feel some kind of way, but don't. When we dive into this, you're going to love it. Today's topic, everybody, is exceptional. As I was thinking about today's topic, I began to think about my days in school. Yeah, it was my days in school that made me begin to think about the word exceptional. You know what I'm talking about. Have you ever remember being in school and classes, whether it was college, whether you were pursuing your college degree, or whether you were in grade school, middle school, elementary school, preschool, for that matter, does not matter. Do you remember ever being in school and you were getting graded? You do a homework assignment and it gets a grade on it. You do some classroom work and we would get a grade on it. And it seems like you look around and remember when you got your paper back, you will always try to, at least I did, I will always try to compare the grade I got with the grade of someone else in the class. I did. I would get my paper back, and I'm like, oh, I got this grade, or I got this grade. And we will always try to compare the grade that we got with someone else in the classroom. And we always try to compare it with someone who always seemed to make a perfect score or a 100 or always seemed to do the best out of the class, or they seemed to always be the teacher's pet, or they always seemed to get it right all of the time. And we always felt like, man, this person never misses anything. If they do, they may miss one. But they always seem to get it right. Was it just me, or is it anyone else who can say, when you were in school, there were times when it felt difficult to make the grade? It just felt like it was just difficult sometimes to make the grade. I mean, we would get our papers back and we would look around and we could just try to compare our grades, and there would be someone with a 100 or gold stars all on their paper, and we'd end up with a silver star or a bronze star, or it wouldn't be a 100. It would definitely be closer to the lower end. Is there anybody else who could be honest and raise their hand, or maybe you're listening, you're watching, or you're driving, and you can say that it wasn't just you, Travis, it was me too. Sometimes it just felt like it was just difficult to make the grade. And it wasn't the fact that we didn't have books. It wasn't the fact that we weren't trying to learn, or we did not want to learn, or we didn't want to do better, or we didn't want to be able to say, hey, I made a 100, or bring home a better report card or a good report card. It's not that we didn't want to. Sometimes it was just hard to make the grade. From grade school, and sometimes it extended itself, right? It lasted from grade school to high school. There were subjects that just sometimes just stumped me. Yeah, just stumped me. I would try my best, and some things just stumped me. Is there anybody else who can honestly, while you're listening, and say, man, yeah, there were some classes that just stumped me. No matter what I did, some things I just couldn't make the grade on. Some subjects just stumped me. Were there classes or subjects that sometimes you couldn't quite get? No matter how we try. If there is a class or a subject that wasn't your favorite and you couldn't quite get, type it in chat if you're listening right now, or begin to think about that class or that subject in your mind and say it to yourself or say it out loud. What was that one subject or subjects that sometimes that makes you feel like you just couldn't make the grade? You went to tutoring, you stayed at the class, you did extra practice, you stayed at help with your teacher, and it just sometimes it seems like we just couldn't make the grade. Let me ask a question about that. That being said, how did it end up making you feel about that particular subject? Did you become disinterested in it? Did you no longer feel that it was necessary to take? How did it end up making you feel about that particular subject? But more importantly, how did it make you feel about yourself? And it seemed as if we were always, I mean, we would have these grades. We'd get these grades and we would try to compare them to see who had the better grade or who had the best grade in the class. And we were always trying to get a better grade, always trying to chase this better grade. We always kept trying to make the grade. And everything we do, we try to make the grade. And whether it was in school, and we carried over that whole mindset, that whole concept of things from school, from our school lives, to from our academic lives, to our everyday life. We are still, some of us are still trying to make the grade. Yeah, the same way that particular subject made us feel when we could not achieve what we were trying to achieve is some of the same way life is making us feel. Maybe on our jobs, maybe someone who's listening right now, you feel you can't get things right. You can never get it the right way. And you find yourselves always on your job or in life or in relationships or whatever goal you have. We always feel like we're struggling to just make the grade. And at times when I was trying to make the grade, I wasn't always necessarily trying to shoot for an A. I was just trying to shoot for a better score than I had the last time, than I had the previous time. Maybe, just maybe, you can say, you're not one of those individuals. I'm not asking for everything. I'm just trying to shoot for something better than what I had before. I'm not asking for all the holidays off. I just want the ones off that I didn't have previously. I'm not asking to be the CEO. I just want to be able to find my place and fit in. Making the grade. Have you ever found yourself with life or something that you're trying to do? I'm just trying to make the grade. And people are misjudging you. They think you're just trying to be the best of the best. They think you're just trying to be a show-off. No, baby, I'm not trying to be a show-off. I don't really want the spotlight on me. I'm just really trying to make the grade. Making the grade. And it seemed as if we were always chasing a grade. Almost as if it were a carrot being dangled in front of us at the end of a string, and we chased and pursued something we never caught. We chased and we pursued things that we never caught, just trying to make the grade. It's not that I'm trying. It's not that you are trying to have the best car in your neighborhood. You just want one that when you turn the key, a lot of smoke doesn't come out the exhaust. You just trying to make the grade. I'm not, listen, and a lot of times, it's not that we're always trying to be the best. We're just trying to make the grade. Don't miss, people will misjudge you because of your commitment to do better. They don't realize that commitment is born out of a necessity of trying to make the grade. It's just dangling in front of us like a carrot. And we find ourselves always chasing it, pursuing it. And then we never catch it. It always seems just out of our reach. And a lot of times it just felt like it was just out of our reach. I remember taking a math class, and I tried, and I studied, and I put more work into it, and I really did. I stayed up later and studied, and I tried for a B+. The highest I got was a C+. I was chasing it, y'all. I was chasing it. It was my carrot on a string that I was chasing. What have you been chasing? What have you been pursuing? What are you after? Trying to make the grade. Other people, and we would be in class, we'd be talking, and we'd be comparing our grades and comparing our assignments and, you know, the results of everything we got back. We'd be in there comparing, and we would remember the test. We would remember the questions, and we could see them. And we go, man, that was a tough question. And some people would easily get it right. Without any problem, some people could easily get it right. Other people could easily do it. Some people could do it with very little effort. And the moments that we did, the moments that we were able to make the grade, the moment we were able to make the grade, the moment we were able to say that, yeah, I made that grade too. I did it just as well as you did. I did it like you. I succeeded like you. The moments we did, we felt exceptional. But it wasn't what had, listen, but it wasn't what we had achieved that caused us to feel this way. It wasn't the grade on the paper that caused us to feel this way. It wasn't the 100. It wasn't the gold stars. It wasn't the smiling face. It wasn't all the hand claps. It wasn't the congratulations. It wasn't everything that we had achieved that caused us to feel this way. It was the effort that we put into the chase. Exceptional. The reason I was so happy about the gold star wasn't because I had a sticker. The reason I got happy about the gold star is because the effort paid off. The reason you can celebrate yourself, the reason you should celebrate every finish line you cross, isn't because you really believe or think or feel that you're all that. It's because it was the effort that you put into the chase. Yeah, you should be happy if you stop smoking. You should be happy if you lose weight. You should be happy if you meet your goal. You should be happy if you met a goal you were trying to meet. It's not about the goal. It was about the effort you put in the chase. Exceptional. Yeah, exceptional. Being exceptional. Guys, listen, I want to make a statement here, and I'm gonna bring up a couple pictures that that's going to help illustrate what I'm going to say. I'm going to bring up a couple pictures that of some things that's going to help illustrate my next point. Now, these pictures, forewarning, these pictures I bring up, some of the individuals you may not recognize, and that's fine. Some of them you may recognize, and that is also fine. But I'm going to bring up some pictures of some individuals, guys, in a moment here, and it's going to help illustrate my point. For the most part, each of us are born the same. For the most part, each of us are born the same. What I mean, you're born with a brain, you're born with a heart, you're born with legs, two eyes. For the most part, we're all born the same. But for the most part, since we are all born the same, it is what we decide to do after that makes a difference. Let me show you what I mean, guys. I'm going to put up a couple pictures here. Tell me if you recognize this individual. Some of you may not. If you recognize it, go ahead and put it in chat if you're watching. Yeah, I'm going to just put up a couple pictures here of some individuals. For the most part, we are all born the same. Yeah, it is what we decide to do after that makes a difference. It's what we do after that makes a difference. Now, I'm going to come back to those pictures later. It's what we decide to do after that makes a difference. If each one of these individuals in the pictures that I put up, if each one of these individuals had decided to settle with average, if they had decided to settle upon average, chances are we would have never heard of them. There would have been no interviews. There would have been no books or television shows or major world-changing events. None of that would have happened. No major changing of events had these individuals decided just to settle on average. I can recall having a talk with my teacher, and I remember she was going over my grades and all my scores. She was taking my average. And she told me something that remains with me today. She said, with these scores, it only equals out to average. Then she continued and said, average will only carry us as far as those others who are also looking for average. But exceptional is for everyone else who has become tired of average, who saw that average never worked for them, that average never worked in their lives, never worked in their family. It never worked for you. As a matter of fact, some of our biggest battles came about because someone introduced average to us and never gave us a choice to become exceptional. A lot of the things that frustrate us on the level that we were introduced on. We were introduced on an average level. We were never given an opportunity or an option to decide if we want to be exceptional. Think about it. Some of our biggest battles, biggest fights, biggest fallouts came about with average thinking in average situations with average thinking individuals. Some of our biggest fights, our biggest battles came because someone introduced average to us and never gave us a choice to become exceptional. Listen, exceptional is not about being better than someone else. It's not about having the finest cars or living in the finest homes. These are all symptoms. Yeah, these are all symptoms of being exceptional. And usually what we are taught or what we get taught is to go after the symptoms without the work. And we find out that life will not allow us to catch that particular cold. Yeah, we may catch every cold, we may catch every virus, but we will not catch the cold that will allow us to get the symptoms without the cold, without the effort, without the work. It's going to take something on our part. We found that life will not allow us to catch that cold. In other words, what I'm saying, get the symptoms without the work. Yeah, we can't get the symptoms without the work. If you want to get paid on a job, work. You can't have the symptoms without the work. Exceptional really has to do with being our best selves, even at our worst moments. Exceptional has very little to do with the amount of money we carry. Maybe exceptional has more to do with how we handle every opportunity that we get. Let me show those pictures back to you again. I showed you this picture.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Some of you may have guessed it, but I'm going to show you who they are. Yeah, that's who that individual is. It's Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. It has everything to do with how we handle every opportunity that we get. Yeah, I showed you this picture. Some of you may have guessed it. I'm going to show you who he is now. It's Steve Jobs, the CEO, and founder of Apple. Yeah. I showed you this picture. Some of you may have guessed, no, that's not a picture of me. That is not a picture of Travis. No, that's not the opportunity that we get. Let me show you who that individual is. Yeah, that's it. President Barack Obama. Yeah. I showed you this picture. And that's who this individual is. They're the 14th Dalai Lama. Yeah, they're the Dalai Lama. Listen, it's not about how much money we have, how where we live, what our address is. Maybe what it's really about, how we handle every opportunity that we get. If we look at those individuals, it was about how they handled every opportunity that they got. If they did not handle the opportunity correctly, chances are we would not know them. If they did not decide to live above average and put some effort behind it, put some work with it, chances are we would never have known who they are. How we handle the opportunities we have, how we handle the opportunities we have now will determine what we see coming next. Let me repeat that. How we handle the opportunities we have now will determine what we see coming next. As a matter of fact, exceptional has little to do with everything that people see. So maybe exceptional has everything to do with what goes on behind the scenes. Yeah, exceptional works behind the scenes. Exceptional isn't a front stage. It's not a diva. Exceptional is not a diva. It's not a showstopper. It doesn't crave the spotlight. Exceptional is what happens behind the scenes. It's what people don't see. Because if what's going on behind the scenes is not exceptional, then what you see will not be exceptional. Think about this. Because I said exceptional is not a diva. You want to be exceptional. It's not about us having the center stage. It's about what happens behind the scenes. It's the work we put in when others don't see it. It's the work we put in when others quit. It's like going to the gym. You don't see the muscles in the biceps just yet, but keep going while everybody else is wiping the sweat. Keep going while everyone else turns off the treadmill. Sooner or later, they will see you're exceptional. Think about this. If a movie producer does not put forth all the effort, time, and energy into a movie, then what we see on the screen won't last very long. Without things becoming exceptional, it will only be an illusion. It can only be a mirage. Don't go after a mirage when you can have the real thing. Exceptional. Yeah, I know that was perfect right there. Don't go after the mirage when you can have the real thing. Exceptional. Listen, we have been looking and chasing after a perfect picture of something that does not exist. We don't have to be perfect to be exceptional. We can make mistakes and still become exceptional. We can have flaws and still be exceptional. So what that means is this. To all the perfect people cannot corner the market on becoming exceptional. All the ones that think they are better than you are, have a better life than you, cannot corner the market on being exceptional. You can be short and be exceptional. You can be tall and skinny exceptional. You can be fat or overweight and be exceptional. It does not matter what the color of your skin is, and you can be exceptional. This is not lowering the standards. I'm not lowering the standards on being exceptional, but it is offering up the opportunity that no one told us about. Yeah. Everything someone told us, most things people told us about exceptional is more of a mirage. It's more of a mirage. Guys, I'm going to put up a video to help illustrate my point about exceptional. And most of our ideas of exceptional, being exceptional, becoming exceptional, they're more of a mirage. They tell you you have to be perfect. You can't make mistakes. You can't be flawed. You can be flawless. You have to be this. You have to dress like this. You have to come from this school. Your background has to be like this. If your background's not like this, then it's flawed. All of that is more of a mirage. People have been selling us on a mirage. Listen, I enjoy watching action movies. I do. I enjoy a great action movie because I love the story behind it. I love a great action movie. Is there anybody else that loves a great action movie? You're probably thinking of one right now, your favorite one. I enjoy watching action movies, and sometimes in an action movie, you know how it goes, man. Action can be everywhere, all over the screen. You know how an action movie really can go, and it just takes you all over the screen. The action is not just happening in one place. It's happening in every place. I mean, action is going everywhere. Sometimes the action takes place anywhere. It can take place in an airplane, in a building, on a rooftop, on a street. Sometimes the action spills out of the city and can take place in the mountains or even in a desert. Have you ever watched a TV or maybe in a movie, saw in a movie where a person was kind of walking or crawling in the desert so long they began to see things? And we say that this is a mirage. I'm going to put up a video, a very short video, of kind of illustrate of our concept of exceptional, how everything people have been giving us has only been a mirage. Everything people have been showing us has just been a mirage. It's what we thought was there. So hold on, let me put up this video, guys. There you go, guys. And a lot of us are like that cartoon character, like that man in that video. We think we see something. We think it's there. They told us that's it. We told us that's the thing we're going for. And the closer we get, we realize it's just a mirage. We chased it down, but it was just a mirage. We put other things on hold, but it was just a mirage. Things we could have achieved, but we put them down because we chased a mirage. We were believing a mirage. Many of us were never told that we could be exceptional. Many of us were never introduced to the idea of being exceptional. And if it was, it was just like the video. It was a mirage. It left us crawling away, left us walking away empty-handed. We thought we would get it. We thought we would see it. It was just a mirage. They told us if you act like this, then it would happen. It was just a mirage. They said if you dress a certain way, then things would fall into place. It was just a mirage. Many of us were never introduced to the idea of being exceptional. And sometimes the thought of it conjures up images of being frightening images. Oh, you got to be perfect. You got to be stiff. You must be rigid. You must have no personality, but exceptional. Everything we've been introduced about it has just been a mirage. Many of us were never told that we could be exceptional. Many of us were never introduced to the idea of being exceptional. Many of us were told if you're going to be exceptional, we had to be flawless and make no mistakes. When in fact, that is not the truth. It's a mirage. Yeah, it's a mirage. Yeah, yeah. Put it in chat. It's a mirage. Say it to yourself. It's a mirage. Begin to say it out loud. It's a mirage. Everything we've been chasing to this point, it was a mirage. And it leaves us, like in that video, it leaves us seeing things. We see other things. We see others that are better than us. Listen, it's a mirage. We can't believe everything you see on social media. Man, and you had it, you see pictures of people on social media, and you think, man, they are always happy. They are always smiling. They're always on a trip. They always have name brand this. It is a mirage. It is a mirage. It just leaves us seeing things. We see people on our jobs and it seems like they're always in a good mood. It's a mirage. Listen, they never have a bad day. It's a mirage. And we begin seeing things. That's just not so. We see people, we think we see people who are doing better than us. It's a mirage. We see something that is always out of our reach. We see something we cannot become. We begin to see ourselves a little less than we should. It's a mirage. And it set a course for many of us to chase after the mirage rather than the real thing. Yeah, a lot of us end up chasing after the mirage rather than the real thing. No wonder we are still thirsty. Just like that video, the little cartoon character crawled off. He was still thirsty. So we end up chasing things that we can't catch because it's a mirage. No wonder when we end up, we're still thirsty. No wonder we could never be satisfied. No wonder we were still hungry. No wonder we could never get settled in one place with one thing. No wonder we could never complete something to its end. No wonder we kept jumping from one thing to the next, from one job to the next, from one place to the next, from one idea to the next. No wonder we never could feel peace. As long as we pursue a mirage, we will always remain thirsty. Everything that was presented to us about being exceptional has been a mirage. Everything had been a mirage. The pressure of always trying to make the right choice, a mirage. The pressure of living behind expectations of others, a mirage. The unhealthy need for attention, a mirage. Let me put it this way. The moment we make up our own minds to choose a different direction to go other than what we have been doing and put action behind it, you're on the path you need to be on. If you smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day and now you're down to 2 or 1, you're on your way. Maybe you had a quick temper or got angry quickly and you made a decision to do something about it and you put action behind it. You're on your way. Everything may not look perfect, but you're on your way. Everything isn't all lined up just right just yet, but you're on your way. Maybe you may be leaving footprints in the sand, and you may have sand in your shoes, but you're on your way. Celebrate that you're on your way. You know I'm a huge believer in positive affirmation. Say it to yourself. Say it out loud. Put it in chat. Say it. I'm on my way. Maybe our concept and idea of exceptional came to us by way of individuals who were themselves or taught by individuals who were taught they weren't good enough. So maybe our ideas of exceptional was taught to us by individuals who themselves were taught they weren't good enough. Maybe it was introduced to us by individuals who felt that it was impossible for them to become exceptional. And it was became this high, lofty goal that no one could achieve. Maybe our idea of exceptional was introduced to us by individuals who are in pain and hurting and were disappointed in themselves and life. We can't fault them because they introduced it to us the way it was introduced to them. Pain has a funny way of numbing our greatness within. A lot of what we believe we can become is attached to how we feel about ourselves. And a lot of times we choose to chase what we feel instead of what we believe. And one of the biggest factors preventing most people from pursuing what we believe is pain. Listen, pain, here's something I learned. Pain is the anesthetic to potential. Yeah, if you ever want to numb someone's potential, pain. Pain is the anesthetic to potential. It will numb our potential out of existence. It will numb our potential down to average. It will numb our potential out of us. Pain is the anesthetic to our potential. It can make it so that you don't even feel you have any potential. It can make it so you don't even believe it yourself, even if you saw it, even if everyone told you about it, even if it was on display. Pain is the anesthetic of all potential. We can be hurt so badly and carry so much pain that we don't even believe that there is a different version of ourselves without the pain. That we don't even believe that there is a different version of ourselves that exists without what we feel. And that the only thing we are capable of doing is being in pain. Pain is sometimes unfair. Oh, it's tricky. Oh, it's tricky. It will leave behind evidence that it was there. It will leave behind breadcrumbs. It will leave breadcrumbs behind so that if we ever thought about getting rid of it, it will try to find its way back. Listen, we all hurt over something. We all cry. We all feel disappointed, but we also smile. I heard someone say once that the sun will shine on both the good and the evil, which means every day won't be a bad day. Every day won't be as tough. And there might be some ups and some downs, but there might be some downs that fall in our favor. Some things might just fall our way. Listen, part of being exceptional means we may have to live through some fluctuations. There will be days when we get it and we're energized, and there will be days when our batteries need recharging. But the exceptional part is we live on. And being alive does not mean just another day of the same old, same old. Being alive means a chance to turn some things around. Even if you do not have the power to change what has happened, we have the ability to change how we think about it. there are some things, listen, there are some things we will have no say-so about. We have no input on. And exceptional does not mean we pretend it never happened or we walk around with a fictitious smile. It means we choose to be here. Yeah, I choose to be here. We may not have had any choice in our birth, but after that, I choose to be here. If you decide, listen, if we decide to remain friends with someone or continue to do business with them or work with them, it should, listen, it should be understood. I'm not here because you know how to cook. I'm not here because I enjoy the trips. I'm here because I choose to be here. You may not have had anything to do with the decision to get you here, but since you are, choose to be here. Don't decide to give up where it went wrong. Live on. Yeah, live on. Listen, let me explain things this way. Maybe you'll get it like this. Let me explain things this way. Exceptional, the word exceptional is an adjective that describes the noun exception. You are not strange because you want to become a different person. We are not strange because we want to do something differently with our lives. It does not make you the oddball. You know what that makes you? It makes you the exception. Yeah, you are the exception they walk past. You are the exception they forgot about. You are the exception they wouldn't choose. The one they hoped wouldn't show up. You are that exception. Yeah. You are the wild card. You are the card they hoped wouldn't get played. You are the wild card they hoped they didn't have to be around long enough to see. It is as if life had been playing poker, and you are the wild card. Listen, you're the card when things that they pull out when they want things to become interesting. You are the wild card. Listen, they kept things to be played at just the right moment. You are the card they play when the game needs to be shaken up. You are the card they play when the game needs to be changed. You are the wild card. They couldn't account for you. They never expected you. But since you are here, put a stamp on it. Exceptional. Yeah, exceptional definition for exceptional. One definition is unusual. Not typical. Everything about you is different than anyone else. When they met you, they met a one of a kind. You're exceptional. When they met you, they were meeting an original. They were meeting the first and last of its kind. There will be others after you, but there will only be one you. You are exceptional. You can never be exceptional trying to be like someone else. We can never be exceptional trying to become someone else. Discover what you are good at and be your exceptional self. You are exceptional. Yeah, guys, it's that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And don't forget to tune in right here each week, every Thursday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Also, you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platform, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and many others. Thank you for tuning in, and as always in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.